Blog Talk Radio.
So, you know, what y'all want to know, man, about battle rap, how I felt about these little, babe, how you feel about these little quarantine battles? Let's talk about some of these quarantine battles, actually. Which quarantine battles have you seen? We could go URL, we could go RBE. I think RBE has the most quarantine battles out there. Shout out to Lex from iBattle, because I think he might not have had the first idea, but he executed it first. So, you know, didn't seem like Arab man, but I guess that's where we're at now. There's nothing to do. Niggas don't want to be around niggas, but niggas still want to rap. So it's like, all right, fuck it. Turn the phone on and let's get busy.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, so that's how it is. I mean, I'm like, because I would say I don't want to do no fucking quarantine battle, but I'm ready to smoke shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to fucking come up with some creative shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's okay for battle rap. It's not, you know what I mean? It's something to do because we don't have nothing to do. But as far as, I don't know. I mean, it's all right. It's all right. Because, I mean, it's exposing a couple people. You know what I mean? Like, that, you know, a lot of people needs the crowd reaction. People need. Some joints just ain't hitting, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, which ones wasn't hitting?
You want to know which ones wasn't hitting? All right. I'm going to go on YouTube now. I can tell you which joints ain't hitting. And all that. I ain't see. All right, Danny Myers versus Jay Murder came out today.
I
didn't see it.
I didn't watch that one.
You didn't watch it, so I don't know. How about Swae 7 and Clean Paper?
I saw Clean's. No, I didn't even see Clean Papers and Swae 7. I saw Quantum Physics. I didn't see that.
I like his shit though. That battle was, you know what I mean? Like, Swae won. I mean, it's like, I mean, then, like, QP kind of, like, slipped up in, like, a pre-recorded battle. it was kind of weird, like, that one. But,
that's,
you know,
weird.
Swae is my guy. He won the battle.
Mm-hmm.
It's my guy, too. But, you know what I mean? Like, Clean, like, fuck it. I'm going to take this check. I mean, he woke up. He wrote them bars that day. And then turned the camera on and just started spitting.
And messed up and left it?
I mean, he didn't leave it, but he, like, you know, he slipped up a little bit.
Mm.
And then, you know, yeah, you have to see. It's not, like, as bad as I'm, like, probably, like, saying.
Mm.
But just for a pre-recorded battle period, it should be flawless.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Checking in with the squad. What's going on, squad? No, man, we about to, you know. We just building. We trying to build something. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so we gonna keep at it until it float, until the ideas go and all that. But until then, we just gonna, you know, we gonna talk. Yoshi G versus Blue Cocaine. How come we laughed at that? I mean, that was another interesting one,
to say the least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was the one of them who was, like, light in that joint.
I mean,
and it don't sound like nothing you would have did on stage. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, that shit exposes, because, you know, the energy in the room, when niggas say there's energy in the room in battle rap, that's the truth.
Right.
It's the truth. You can just tell from how the quarantine battles is right now.
But I feel like this quarantine is showing another side of your strength as a performer and probably as a production artist, because this kind of required something that's not required of you on stage.
Right.
Because on stage you actually can, like, use the crowd as help, which is smart. You want crowd participation. That's a good thing.
Right.
And it's just different with a live performance on stage versus you have time to record. You need to have lighting. People need to hear you. You need to think about the audio. That's now your responsibility.
Right.
So the camera work is now your responsibility. So I just feel like it's showing a different, it's showcasing another skill for you. And a lot of people didn't do well.
I think a lot of people ain't have bars.
Mm.
That's what it was for me.
Okay.
I mean, I don't care because in a quarantine battle, this is where bars stands out.
Right.
For real, for real. Now I was about to say, actually, who was the best rapper because you're not going in with no crowd reaction, no performance, none of that. You can try to perform on a camera phone, but that shit look, you know what I mean? You in the crib all by yourself.
Right.
I mean, how much can you really, like, perform?
You, it's shit you could do.
I mean, you can do
you
shit
can
and people tried it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, and we've seen who was who.
Right. But, like, it goes by the bars, though.
It goes by the bars.
Basically, it's who's the best rapper in this quarantine shit. You're going to actually be able to tell who raps good.
Mm-hmm. I don't, yeah.
Happy stimulus day.
Happy stimulus check day.
Right, I mean, send a nigga some love. Y'all got your stimulus check. Hey,
yeah.
But yeah, so Yoshi shit was ass.
I didn't think it was ass.
You ain't think it was ass?
Mm-hmm.
She was terrible.
I think that visual was like taken away from her.
Visual was terrible. The bars was terrible.
I don't think the bars
was terrible. Bars was terrible. This is the reason why people can't grow in battle rap because
I'm one of the hardest people
and tell people that their bars was not terrible when they was terrible. You gotta be like, yo, that wasn't it.
Try again. I gotta listen again.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
I didn't think I heard anything terrible. I just felt like it was just a downgrade visually to watch after watching Blues 4D. Fucking special effects, change clothes, performance.
I think that, somebody trying to call me and shit. Niggas always on some, if I ain't picking up the phone, it would mean what? So, the bars was just trash, man. I don't know what she talking. Oh, man, I'm just asking. You know what I mean? And it wasn't hitting. And you could do better. And you're by yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you got the time. We in the fucking house. You know what I mean? Nobody should be coming with trash bars. Nobody. You quarantining by yourself. She already passed me her shit.
Oh,
I got her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, then we go to Head Ice, though. See, listen, now, Head Ice, John, was fire. That's what you do when you got the time on your hands. You produce shit like Head
His
Ice produced.
His was very simple. So I think with Head Ice, what really stood out was what he was saying and the way he was delivering.
His bars was fire, man, John.
Yeah, he stood out for different reasons.
Everything was good though. The visuals.
It was
the
simple
bars.
Though. It
what
was clear
simple?
Though. The visuals.
Yeah, but it was fire though.
Yeah, it was a clear, it was a good camera.
Sometimes simple was good.
Yeah.
Sometimes simple was good. You don't have to have no people be over. I think people was overthinking certain
but
shit.
But not that. You cannot have no like regular camera. Like you can't come in there with like
everybody don't have like
but sometimes
bread to get
that
a crazy,
blurry shit is crazy.
But everybody don't have the money to get on some special
you gotta
shit.
Do
so,
lighting.
You mean,
gotta figure
I
out.
Mean but what I will say is you have to attempt. All these females doing this TikTok shit and this filter, man, get fucking creative then. You know what I mean? Like that shit. Anyway, man, that's so.
Well, someone did get creative, and it was a female, and it was Blue
but
Cocaine.
Her shit, what I'm saying, her shit was fire though.
So.
But you gotta get a little bit.
Yeah, she did that.
I liked it. I think my next joint I liked it the best was the Chef Trez versus Quantum. Yo, I watched the first round of Jerry versus Shotgun Shug. You know Shotgun Shug chokes.
I'm not surprised that a Shotgun Shug choked.
I ain't finished the battle because I was mad. Because I'm like, damn, this is the first. Because they did the, they didn't do like a, it was a quarantine battle, but they was there though. So it was really like Jerry West versus them. They were just in the room. It was just them two. So I say, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? And I, and then Shotgun Choke, and I'm like, what the fuck, cuz? Like, what is, niggas don't got shit to do.
Yeah,
niggas should be the best. After, like, the first event that go down, niggas should be the best them. Like, it's, you should be the best them. For the people who trying to grind, niggas should be, like, maximizing that pad and that pen heavy. And for the niggas that's there or already on next, so, like, it should be the best shit that you come up with. It should be the best version of you. It's too much time. It's too much time. In sports, when niggas get the off seasons and all that shit, they come back, you know what I'm saying? Stronger and all of that shit, you know what I mean? Because their body got the hill and all of that. Like, so, like, niggas can't be coming back and doing the same shit, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't wait till battle rap resumes. I want to, like, go into an event and see people like rap, man. It's just something about on the phone, like a video battle that I just, it's like, it's cool, but it's just like, I want better. I want better for my life right now. You know what I mean? I just want.
Yeah, the best one was
right.
Had I.
Yeah, I'm just like, I want better. I need to, like, see niggas in motherfuckers' faces. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Tay Rock and Mike P. John, though, was fire.
I like this one.
How much is that? And what else came out on the URL? Wow. Bill and Rum Nitty just dropped. I didn't finish it though.
Okay.
So, I wonder how that battle went. And all of that. And then who else dropped?
620.
What? $620
mm-hmm.
For a fucking skeleton head?
It's just like a sculpture.
No, oh, I'll pass.
This one is a metal sculpture.
All right, then. So,
I like these.
Stimulants, they, listen, man, I check my account. That joint said bang, bang, bang. I said, oh.
This just goes on the wall.
Oh, I don't care no more, babe.
But this decoration.
All right.
For the house.
All right. So I checked, bang, bang, bang. I said, oh. Be like, yo, what niggas eating today? I said, fucking me. Fuck. Yo, we ordering something. You hear me? Whatever you want this time, I ain't going, bitch. Go ahead and get it. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like that. I know the Section 8 niggas is happy right now, man. I know they is because two or more kids, what you getting? 22?
I will be happy too.
That's heavy. Just on the shebang, John. They all, see, they really not feeling the effects like regular people because they rent already low. All they bills is low. So, y'all, if niggas couldn't save up, like, no paper to pay them bills, like, you know what I mean? You was useless anyway. So, bills already low, and they get a bang bang. You know, they got, like, 2, 3, 4 kids, so they getting between, like, 22, 27. They up right now. I ain't here for my bang mom all day. And my son with me. That shit's it's a rap. You hear me? You don't be getting no calls, man. That shit's over. I'm just like, fuck it, you know. Take, you know, a week or so. It'll be back to normal. So I was just, I had a thought though, right? Because I get a call like from my mom and she said, yo, I need some toilet paper. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to stop at the store after work. And I'm like, I got you. And them joints is gone. Then I thought like, I'm thinking like this. I'm like, all right. It was already bad out here. Like, motherfuckers was already running to the stores, the grocery stores, grabbing everything. So what do you think now that you just gave everybody some bread? The rest of that shit is gone, too. Then I'm just like, yo, the niggas who couldn't afford it, they could afford it this morning. And it was a rat. You know what I'm saying? When I tell y'all, it was not like one pack of like toilet paper in the store, bro. It's like three stores I went to. Like not one. No paper towels. No nothing.
Nothing.
What? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, damn. Everybody posting about it that they got the paper and all of that. Like people hype. People calling that I ain't hear from in months. Cause you know when people start calling, you know niggas is having like a good day. When niggas that you ain't hear from in a minute start checking on you, yo, what's up, boy? You know niggas got some paper.
Mm-hmm.
Or something happened. Yo, boy, yo, what's up, boy? You alright? Yeah, damn, boy, I ain't talking to you in like 4 years, man. I was fucked up out here. dog. Oh, why? Right. Yeah, well, you know, I don't got nothing in common anyway, so I'm going to just hang up and all that. Hey, babe.
What's up? Mm-hmm.
So, So, bro, shut up, my nigga. All right, listen, if y'all URL just dropped the battle, G's LaFleur versus 280Z, and G's is from Philly, so I told him to call in and all that, but you know, motherfuckers is always leak. So that's why motherfuckers is up here talking and all of that. But stimulus day is lit today. I done paid people that like little like bills that I was probably wasn't like never gonna pay. I just like paid it. I said fuck it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? People get paid back. People listen, people who owe me money called, was like, yo, I got you. Like, go, we lit. It's a good day today. You know what I mean? Nobody called out of work. I was surprised. Nobody called out of work today. I was surprised, man, because I was already going into work like this shit is going to look crazy. Nobody's going to be here. And all of that. But everybody came. It was lit. Because niggas don't know when that next bread gonna come. For real. So people gotta come to work. If y'all got a job, y'all gotta be fortunate, man, to have that job, man. Because there's a lot of people that ain't working. It's a lot of people that ain't working. It's fucked up, too, man. So, you know, that $1,200 really is just to, like, pay back bills. Niggas still gonna find a way to fuck it up, though. Let's keep it real. Niggas is still going to find a way to fuck that money up. Some niggas just don't know what to do with no paper. It's fucked up, but you know, I know y'all know. Yeah, man, you be faking. You be like, yeah, I'm about to pay this, that, y'all come down. Niggas start thinking about shit that they didn't have. But you can't buy shit. So, for real, this shit should be all going to, like, bills and shit. Because you can't go nowhere. You can't go nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, the only thing you can go to, where you like, you go Walmart. Man, I mean, how much shit you, I mean, Walmart. do have everything, but like, you know, like, but how much shit you gonna just buy? You dig what I'm saying? That, you know what I mean? You can't go to a movie. I just wanna go out to eat. I just wanna go out to eat, man. I just wanna go out to eat. Sit down. See people I don't fuck with. But I just wanna be there. You know what I mean? I just wanna be there. They telling niggas, nigga, they gotta be in the house by 8 o'clock. What? 8 o'clock curfew. Kids is doing schoolwork home. My son right now, he playing Fortnite. Nigga tried to lie to me about his schoolwork. Because I'm, you know, I'm just like, all right, you know. I'm like, yo, just do your schoolwork. It's a certain time. I got, you know, chores. Then we got schoolwork. And then we got, you know, such, such. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna knock out your schoolwork. So I come in from work. I'm like, yo, schoolwork done? He said, yeah. I said, all right, let me see. How many assignments you had? He like, one. So I'm like, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you only got like one assignment? Mm-hmm. Then it was like some shit like, what's the weather outside? How do you feel? Send a picture. Assignment over. I said, what? What type of assignment is this, guys? This assignment, great. This ain't the assignment. But I'm looking at it, but I just knew something was wrong. I'm like, this niggas ain't, come on, man. You know what I mean? We not about to be uploading, you know, pictures. Like, you gotta teach him. I don't care if y'all, if you don't teach nobody else in that class, y'all gotta come up with some type of to teach him. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, bro. So, anyway, so I guess he gotta do like math and like social studies for like 3 hours. Or I guess he gotta do like 2 assignments a day because, you know, I text because, you know, I got the teachers texting me. So I text. I'm like, listen, excuse me, but this homework, it ain't cutting it. No, it ain't cutting it. I can come up with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need some teaching. So then yesterday, he like, Dad, I need help. It was like adding and subtracting fractions. So, you know, I got caught off guard for a little bit. I'm like, let me see. I'm like, all right, hold on. Because, you know, I just had to get back in tune with that shit, man. With that adding and subtracting fraction. I had to add and join, but, you know, like with the subtracting, mixing the numbers, I was it almost got me. It almost got me because I was, you know what I mean? I cheated though. I went on YouTube and I went on YouTube that shit, man. I ain't gonna lie. But once I seen it though, it came back to me. I said, oh, all right, I'm ready. You dig what I'm saying? Then we go in and we started tagging that shit. But you know, so I'm just like, listen, because, whoo, you know, so what he about to be in? I think he in fifth grade and all of that. So you know. But his shit getting crazy though. So, but yeah, that was the little kid story and all of that. So that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching, I'm working, I'm trying to grind too. You know, this little podcast and shit. So, I don't even want to be doing this shit. But she like, babe, you gotta get your brand bigger. And I'll be like, true. You know what I mean? True. So, we just be talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
She hungry. You know what I mean? She knew we got a little stimulus check. She started showing me. Y'all should have seen these pictures she was showing me. They was like, human heads, what they was, skeleton bones on a jaw, talking about 8K. I'm like, damn, we only got 1,200 people. you doing painting. She like, look, babe, painting like 2,400. I'm like, listen, we not up like that, man. Like, I know we got a little check in the jaw, but ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Skull heads and shit. 5,000 and all of that. But Yeah, man, it was cool at work. Everybody was happy today. You know what I'm saying? People was yo buddy. That's like the Caucasian thing. Yo buddy. And all that. Everybody was just hip hopping and hooraying today. Niggas was trying to get that joint done. Niggas was trying to come home to spend their money on nothing. On absolutely nothing. What was y'all coming home to? To rush to the fucking Walmart to buy fucking toilet paper, cuz? Because for now, my mom don't got no toilet paper. Now I got to break probably one of my joints down. Because I copped up early. While everybody was scrabbling, I copped early. I copped big. Because I wasn't trying to do all that Walmart to Walmart joint. Hey, let me get five of them. Five big joints. Let me get five of those. The Lysol joints. I grabbed like 8 to 10 of them joints. I'm lit still. Like, we still cool. You dig what I'm saying? The only thing they got me on was hand sanitizer. Oh, my God. Yo, that shit was bad. Yo, hand sanitizer. I couldn't find none. So, you know, we did what everybody do. I Googled that joint. You know what I'm saying? Oh, aloe vera alcohol. So I'm trying to go get some alcohol. The alcohol gone. I'm like, oh, these niggas is Googling. These niggas is Googling, dog. In the crisis, niggas is making hand sanitizer. Who you know that was making hand sanitizer? Before all this coronavirus shit, niggas just wasn't making hand sanitizer because niggas start Googling how to make hand sanitizer. Because that's what I did. You know what I'm saying? I said, babe, Google how to make that shit. You know what I mean? Aloe vera, right? Yeah. And alcohol, scented oil. You can make your own fucking hand sanitizer. You dig me? But the trick is, can you find it? You can find Avera. You can find that, though. But you can't find alcohol, though. Or you can't, well, scented oil, you can always find that. And all of that. So if y'all got alcohol, cool. But, yeah, so they put us in a crisis. And then they gave people money to fuck up the crisis even more, man. I was like, damn. So, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, yo, we need that sweet remit. Sweet right here feeling this. So, yo, that was, like, my only, like, clear L. And I was young. I was still, like, young with it. If you believe it or not, right, Swave was my first big, like, no, it was Dot, but I'm just saying, like, it was in my first year. That was my first year. And that's what people, like, don't understand. Like, I rushed to that joint, you know what I'm saying? And it was just offered to me. And at that time in Philly, I was popping. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was like Easy, like, had the name. Easy just came off that Dot joint. We was getting views, like, when, you know, when niggas was still trying to achieve the level of what views is now. It's like high, because battle rap is in high demand. But those, you know, having 10, I mean, I remember when niggas was fighting for 1,000 views. Niggas is fighting for 1,000 views now. But if you cracked 1,000 into like 2013, besides the top tier niggas, they was already cracking that. But if you was like local and you was coming up, cracking 1,000 views was it. That was the milestone. Like, you cracked 1,000 views, niggas used to be like, yo, man, nigga, your battle ain't even crack 1,000 views. Nigga, don't talk to me. Like, that was an argument, bro. I mean, you hear it now, but you know it's different machines now that can push different shit. Now, you know, with RBE, King of the Dot, URL, you know what I'm saying? Gates of the Garden, either, you know what I'm saying? Because they have their own push. You just know on certain platforms, you're going to get over 1,000. You dig what I mean? Like, but you said, does it bother me that the fans think I'm a new PG? I mean, no. because it's like when I do my thing, right, and then people go back and research, be like, damn, yo, Easy was fire. And then they go back and research, and they be like, damn, this nigga been battle rapping since 2013. What's up? It was just, but listen, I understand, because when I was on a run, I got locked up in 2014. I didn't have a battle back till 2017. That's a three-year layoff. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't hear your name. Like, oh, who was the young boy that was buzzing a little bit for the first couple months and then he got booked? Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't make a big enough splash. Like, that's, niggas know me, because you'll get the pure battle rap fans, the older battle rap fans who know who I am. You know what I mean? Like, that was following it. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll get, like, the newer fans that be like, yo, Easy's fire. Yo, he's the new, you mean, he should be, you know, up with the new class, and that's fine too. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's fine too, because it's like, I think timing is everything. I think that I had something going then. And if I would have stayed home, I think that, yes, I agree with you. I think I was supposed to be further than what I am. I agree. So I come home, and to get me back to where I thought that I was at wasn't as easy as I thought it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, people like gave me the respect, but they just was like, huh, all right, we don't know yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I had to basically, when I came home, I had to basically start off from scratch, even though I had battles at like 50,000, my Sway battle was at like 75,000, even though, you dig what I'm saying, like, other battles, even though I had that, it was just like, bro, you've been gone for 3 years, we don't know. And even in the first two battles I took, I wasn't me, I still was in that old shit. I had to zone out, because when I come back, the PG step is dead. Dre Dennis done murdered that joint. You dig what I'm saying? That shit was done. The nigga Daylight done did a whole video. So I'm coming home, I'm seeing who's the hottest people. You dig what I'm saying? Like, and it just was like, okay. Still, and I felt like that then. I said, damn, I still can come in and slide up, because these niggas don't have it yet. And that's how I felt. That's how I feel right now. I'd be like, listen, all right, so I'm like, all right, boom. So I'm talking to Tate, you know what I mean? Shout out to Tate. And Tate just said, yo, you've been through more shit than I know for a other nigga to, like, to be through. A lot of niggas talk about it, but niggas really haven't been through the shit that you've been through, bro. And he, like, start putting it in your bars. Stop trying to be like the old me. Because if y'all watch Easy vs. Dot, I was, like, stumping around. You dig what I'm saying? Performance on a beam. Like, I was, you know, I was doing, you know, crazy shit. But when I tried to come back to it, it wasn't as pure for me anymore. It wasn't there, like, motherfuckers, like, wasn't, you dig what I'm saying? Like, so it was like, okay, or I would say everybody was doing that form of style. You know what I mean? Like, all that loud, aggressive shit, if y'all go to my old battles in 2013, I was doing that. The new fans think, like, the new era started, like, the twerks and all that. Niggas been doing that. It's a Philly thing. It's a Philly thing, and I'm not putting that past no other, you know, city and town, but that's what Philly does when they, like, battle. And, like, that was, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was, so, I felt like, you know, I didn't want to come in, and I didn't want to, you know, do the same shit that niggas was doing. So now it's just like, okay, it's Easy to block Captain. He got a name, but he's doing the same shit that he's doing. So then after I had that conversation with Tate, I wrote, it's a lesson in every bar. And I just was like, let me just start breaking down what I want to say. Because honestly, it's like therapy, man. I really get attention for breaking niggas down, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can talk to you, and the reason why I can talk to you, because I can prove this shit that I talked to you about. You know what I mean? Do you think it was easier for some people to join groups to get plates they want and if why I thought it was about bars. Do you think it's easier for some people to join groups to get played? I mean, at first I did. I see the strategy. It's a strategy, though. It's business. It's business. And that's what I realized, too, now, is because this is about business. 20% about bars, man. It's 20% about bars. You know what I'm saying? 10% about preparation. Only 10%, bro. 20% bars, 10% prep. You dig me? Now, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. That's 30%, right? 35% image. I'm going to say 30. 30% image. Because they have to sell you. They have to sell you. And then 40% business. That's what the battle rap is now. And that's fine, though, because I get to where I fit in. Because I like paper, too. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so, all right, I'm going to get in where motherfucker fit in. But it's a business now. You dig me? And that's why a lot of hot niggas don't get pushed, because sometimes they don't have no image. They just plain Jane. Plain Jane is like a chi-chi with no extra shit on it. You just got the essentials. It's a plain Jane joint. Anybody can make that. That's why what I do and how I rap, nobody can do what I do. Nobody paints pictures as well as I do, and that's my thing. And even when people try to do it, it don't come out as well, because the shit that I talk about and rap about, it come from inside, my nigga. These ain't bars. I swear, I go to battle sometimes not even having the lesson in every bar to a week before sometimes, if it just don't come to me, because I don't write it. I don't write it as bars. I write it as some real shit. You dig what I'm saying? So if I can't put this real shit into the way that I'm trying to say it, I would just leave it. I'll write all the bars, have it in place, have my structure, and I know where I'm about to say, all right, it's a lesson in every bar, and it just be blank. It'll just be blank, because if it's not authentic, then I'm not writing that lesson in every bar down. That's bottom line. Bottom line. You dig what I'm saying? Like, yeah, your structure, your shit, like you did against Stumble, you gonna stop. Right, but nobody can do that, though. Or, I mean, niggas can do that, but they don't sell it the way I sell it. You know what I mean? Everybody has their thing, and that's my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Swag Tana versus Easy is out on URL. You know what I mean? Go, if y'all haven't seen that battle, go check that joint out. I honestly think my Stumbles battle, that's on the app, that's on the URL app, I think my Stumbles battle is better than my Swag battle. I do. I think the Stumbles battle was better than the Swag battle. I don't know. I just felt like I don't think bar-wise it wasn't. I just think the way I felt about it, the way how I went into the battle, it was just, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And that's how I'm going to come into this battle with this tournament and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because niggas don't think I can win, and to me, it's an easy win. And I'm going to keep everybody updated throughout the whole process, because this is branding myself. You dig what I'm saying? Because we could talk about shit. Yeah, and I keep that shit to the oils. You know what I'm saying? Sharp as knife. Keep it to the oils. I don't have a lot of friends in battle rap. I did that purposely. You know what I mean? Like, because if I can't make no paper with you, I don't really need to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, niggas is older now. You know what I mean? Niggas just don't chill just to chill. Like, you know what I mean? Niggas gotta chill with purpose. You know what I mean? Paper, business, opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you my man, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I ain't calling niggas and be like, yo, let's go to the crib, man, and play fucking games. No. Yo, that stuff. Listen, the thing I think I, maybe because I knew Stumbles was going to try to talk that shit too. And I like that shit. I like when a nigga, hey, young killed in Philly, you think she gonna look any young? Oh, yeah. If y'all, like I said, URL dropped G's LaFleur versus, damn, who he battled, Snake?
G's LaFleur.
Some nigga from New Jersey. Damn, I know, cause I remember he was
like.
Oh, no, it's not. It's on YouTube.
Oh.
But yeah, that's a hitter. Even though to me that wasn't. Yeah, 280Z. He from New Jersey. So that's the latest PG drop. G's LaFleur is from Philly. He's fire, but to me that wasn't his best joint though. But check out G's LaFleur. Check out Ant Brown. Check out like Kaf, KAF versus. And people don't know this, right? I got somebody on my team. His name is Take. This is what I want y'all to do. One thing. Y'all do me a favor. Go to Take versus Fettuccine 20. That's my brother. He's so fire, dog. But he just don't want to battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he see all the corny shit. But if y'all ever get a chance for y'all board, go to Take versus Fettuccine 20. That nigga different. You know what I'm saying? Few people do know who he is because he got offered like a PG. So this whole, like, Crucible thing, I was like, yo, man, you might as well hop on the Crucible. But he was like, I don't want to do it. But, you know what I'm saying? The mailman. You said question mark, bro. The Stumbles material is different, right? Your structure, your shit, you did get Stumbles and you gonna scout. Yep. Facts. But how y'all feeling about these quarantine joints, the little battle joints, man? How y'all feel about that? Cause these, you know.
Quantum Physics one was alright.
No, Quantum John, Quantum is fire though. I always told him that too though. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know, like, you mean he was a fan of mine until we actually met. Ghost been doing this thing. The thing about Ghost is to me he just takes too many battles. You mean, okay, he said Mav Hoffa was on Drink Champs. And I guess said that this shit nigga scared to say he was
said
saying.
Shit. Okay.
Niggas was scared to say. No, I would say shit like that, though.
Blue cocaine kill Yoshi visually and content.
Yo, she fucked her over.
I don't agree. Visually, she did. And I knew that angle
was better. It was way better. You can't, it's like, it's nothing you can really say. It wasn't good. And I seen her do better. I'm not saying that to take nothing away from Yoshi because I seen Yoshi do better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that it wouldn't even have been close, but that's the thing about preparation. And that's the thing about being in the house. You in the house, you should have time to really think about what you want to do. To me, I'm not trying to hear that shit like that was the best I can do. I'm not trying to hear that. You know what I mean? I think you was being lazy and you didn't think that she was going to go as far as she did. You dig what I'm saying? And now you regret it. That's how I think. But now it's like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's battle rap. Everybody gets fucked up. You dig what I'm saying? See, people lose all the fucking time.
Nah, I just felt like you write about the preparation. She should have definitely known that that's the angle bitches is coming at her with.
Everybody, that's the angle that everybody's coming at her with.
Right.
Because you see, but listen, man. Though somebody's gonna execute that angle too good, and it might be just like a rap. You dig what I'm saying? Because you can't. These artists have mad fans, accent intern, ARP cool for that. He should have kept it real with your shit. She thought it was a joke and paid for it. That's a fact. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, or you gotta listen, I need help. you gotta reach out then.
Mm-hmm.
If you seeing that shit ain't working, you gotta reach out.
Yeah.
I need help. Okay, if I'm not gonna be able to beat her visually,
mm-hmm.
I need to make sure these bars is better.
Right.
At least.
Babe, stop getting me in the camera. Like, I keep seeing my head wrap and shit.
Well, you gotta move over. Goddamn. How you come sit next to the camera and say, stop getting you in the camera?
Like, make it all on you.
So, yo, Ant Brown is fire, man.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Ant Brown, man. He doing a lot of positivity too, like in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's a whole different person, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and I support Ball. So you mean anything you know he's doing? I'm supporting it. But Philly battle rap is looking good. We got mm-hmm. Big Hand on the tournament. We mm-hmm. got me on the tournament. We just got G's LaFleur, PG just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Cassidy still making beats. Boom. I was like, no, fuck it. Would you listen? But Cassidy.
RBE snapping right now. I'm sorry, babe. I wanted to jump into that conversation because.
Oh, RBE snapping. Oh, we got Bill. Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm. Like, even though, you know, it's Pete still. You know what I'm saying? Bill versus Nitty. I ain't see it. Who you had, though? I ain't see it yet. Only, like, watched a little bit of it. I ain't see it. I just was like, I was coming home from work and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you want to get into RBE snapping?
The reason why I wanted to talk about that was because I noticed a couple
of... We got somebody on the line. I think he's G's. Hold on, let me see if he's G's.
Yeah.
Hello?
You...
Yo, boy. Hold on. We got G's LaFleur on the line. Like I just told y'all, his PG just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, G. We was having. Matter of fact, you can even get your little ideas or opinions at this topic
right.
Real quick. So she want to talk about RBE.
I just wanted to say that RBE. The snapping comment made me think about what the artists have been saying. Three, in particular, Yoshi.
Okay.
Chef Trez.
Mm-hmm.
And Snake Eyes.
Okay.
They all saying that somebody, some league told them, if they go over to RBE, it's a wrap for them over here. I didn't hear them drop a name or anything like that, but let's just say, for instance, it's URL. Bay, right? You enter in a situation with URL right now. If they tell you, hey, listen, can't go over there, gotta be over here, do you feel like that's fair? Or do you feel like it's taking money out your pocket?
Well, all right, here's how I feel. I feel as though this is what people feel. This is how people feel for real.
Mm-hmm.
One party feel like they need a lot of niggas that the other party uses to get popping.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like a competition. You know what I'm saying? And it's still two businesses fighting. So then it's basically like, all right, the only competition that URL has is what?
I don't think any of them are competing.
I mean, I really don't think they... I mean, me either, for real. I don't think it's a competition. I think it's like a small... It's like a... It's like an alternative league.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? That's popping. It's like mm-hmm. you can go to the NBA, but if you don't make it in the NBA, you can go overseas and still be popping.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Like,
do you feel like it's fair, or do you feel like it's like, because you're saying it's business. Like, it is
what
it is.
I feel like it's business. Wow.
So you, it's up to the artist to have to...
As the artist, I think it feels about what type of predicament or financial
mm-hmm.
that you're in.
Right.
If you're into battle rap to chase the bag, then don't sign with you know what I'm saying? With
mm-hmm.
But if you got like a specific plan you wanna do and you wanna get the best looks and you wanna get on the biggest league, then that should be your route. But if you want to mm-hmm. get popping, you can get a couple of dollars, go there, then you should be able to do that too. That's all the artist's preference.
Mm-hmm.
It's the artist's preference.
Right.
My thing is this. A lot of people fight so hard to get on URL and they can't make it.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if your whole goal was like, all right, I'm going to try to get a PG and then I'm going to do this and then I'm going to get on URL, then what if that shit falls short? You need a backup plan. There's nothing wrong with having a backup plan.
Should battle rap be your financial backup plan if you're not successful at that point?
I mean, if you're not successful, you should have a job.
I agree. All right, you guys go ahead and talk. I'm gonna
Yeah, I mean,
you got G going along.
Yeah, G's.
You bro.
What's up with you, boy? Your PG dropped, I see.
You see me? My way.
How you feel, man? How you feel though? How you feel about it?
I mean, I'm definitely hyped. It's definitely a heavy moment for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, for what I had, like, three of them joints for one of two, three of them joints for the one to finally come out. It's like...
Right.
It's like a milestone, you know what I'm saying?
You might be the last PG battle to drop on the channel. You might.
Yeah, that's heavy.
Yeah, man, because heavy, man. no more PG, so they're starting the Crucible. Ain't you on that one as well?
Supposed to be.
Mm.
They told me about that job months ago. Even he called me, hit me up, told me about that job months ago. Before I think it was even a name. You know what I'm saying? Before they even had Crucible name to it, or maybe it wasn't, or you know what I'm saying, but they explained to me that it's like the TVs, but it's not blase blase. Everything that everybody know about the Crucible was explained to me, so you know what I'm saying. I guess timing or whatever, they're gonna hit me up, whoever the case may be. I don't know.
Yeah, it was supposed to be what? What, April 18th?
Huh? Yeah, I was told like April or some shit like that.
Yeah, but yeah, so I think the tournament is going to be postponed, but this is not an official word from me, but it's just maybe like late May, early June, if everything like started to tighten up or whatever. Hopefully, man.
Okay.
I'm ready to rap, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm about ready, man. But I'm feeling now. You feel me? No, that's you feel what I'm saying? Like I
know you was hyping shit. First feeling. All right, even if you getting told that your PG about to drop, when you see the notification from URL on your phone and it say G's LaFleur versus, you like what?
So it's crazy. So I'm like, so I heard it was supposed to come out, you feel me? But, you know, I don't really put too much stock in what hear people say or whatever.
Right.
So I put that shit in the back of my mind or whatever, blase, blase. So it was yesterday. Yesterday I'm asleep. I'm quarantining heavy. You're knocked the fuck out.
Right.
I wake up. I got all these missed calls and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Squad hitting me up and shit. So I hit one of them back. They like, yo, your PG dropped, nigga. Da, da, da. I got hyped this shit. I hung up. And I went straight to the joint, and you feel me? Go see that Smack logo pop up on the joint and all that. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
But listen, a lot of people can turn on you though. URL, RBE, like I said, it's a business, man. Like, so maybe
right.
It's not even considered turning on you. Maybe it's considered you're not performing to people's standards. So now, you know, a lot of people get this thing like switched up a little bit, but you know, so back to you, G's. G's LaFleur, tell the people who you is, bro. Where you from? What's up? From the beginning, who is you? Where are you, bro?
G's LaFleur, man. You know what I'm saying? Fear the glasses, man. It started about 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I started off KO Battle League, you know what I'm saying? I remember one time I was on a couch chilling with my man Trap and shit. I'm like, yo, I'm about to battle rap. You know what I'm saying? I think I watched like a clip on Facebook or some shit like that. He like, what? I'm like, yeah, nigga, I'm about to battle rap. I'm about to see what's up with this shit. And then I figured out I had my cousin, so man, everybody know my cousin busy. He was already involved in this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I hit him up like, yo, but what I gotta do? Blase. I wound up submitting like a track of me, like a video of me rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I wound up getting a plate off of that. First plate was Jots. My first plate ever was Jots. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Dang. Yeah. First plate ever, Jots.
Okay.
And then got that out the way. You feel me? Then I ain't really know how tough this shit really is for real. You feel what I'm saying? I still was on some like headshot era type. You feel what I'm saying? Type rap.
As far as what though? Like as soon as you say tough like what?
As far as like, it ain't as easy as just rhyming. You feel what I'm saying? Like you like some niggas like okay you can rap. Some niggas can rap. But not everybody, you know, you hear it a lot, but not everybody can battle rap. You feel what I'm saying? So when you
right.
actually understand, when you actually end it and you do it the one way, and then you realize, oh, shit, this not the blueprint for this shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this ain't it, geez. You feel what I'm saying? You got from the top. You feel what I'm saying? Bang. So then I start doing research and homework and shit like that, figure out how it's supposed to be formatted and shit like that.
Right,
you feel what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what I did. And I did it quick and shit. You feel me? I'm like, all right. You feel me? Although my first joint was, I got a nice little reaction or whatever. I just knew that deep down that shit wasn't it. You feel what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
I knew that shit wasn't it. You feel me? So I just kept on, you know, practicing, you know, working hard on my craft or whatever. Then I started coming across, you know, that it was different forms of punching and shit. I mean, different forms of battle rap. And you can be a joking ass nigga. You can be a talk to this nigga soul ass nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You could be, you feel what I'm saying, a puncher and shit like that. So once I seen a lane that I was comfortable with, I just took that shit and, you feel me, and just was, you know, moving forward. And what I also realized is how to move. You feel me? Like a lot of battle rappers, new battle rappers, they come in the gym and they don't really realize how to move, like, or they don't really know all of them back how to move, so they be taking a bunch of plates and shit like that.
I was just about to ask you though, as far as what though, like how to move, what like
how to move as far
rap,
as
or,
like once I believed in myself, like, yo, listen, I'm hotter than a lot of these niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Which means I'm not about to battle this nigga, and I know I'm going to beat him. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to try to, you feel me, figure out how can I elevate.
Like
how,
try to
how can
skip
I elevate.
Right.
How can I skip this nut-ass, this nut-ass,
bro, you just keep the thing. You was like, yo, these niggas is light. And I want to be battling them niggas. Them top niggas
right.
who y'all is nice. I want to battle
right.
them niggas because the niggas who
right.
y'all giving me ain't even in cop. Right. I feel you because I had the same shit.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Right. And then mm-hmm. also, you sit back. When you sit back, there's a little bit of that. But then when you sit back and you actually a student and you actually figuring out, you looking at the vets and you like, well, how he get here? You feel what I'm saying? Or how? You feel what I'm saying? Or how? Let me. I'm watching how this person might move or whatever the case may be, or like how you carry
right.
yourself, or you feel me, like figuring out like the politics. You don't even peep at this politics in this shit right off your first year in this shit.
Not
for
off
real.
The bat,
you feel what I'm saying?
Not off
so
the bat.
Like,
yo, hold on. I got a crazy story though, because I remember when I decided to get in like this shit, bro. Me and my niggas used to think that this shit was real. Like, it was real. Like
uh-huh.
I really, like, believe, like, the persona of, like, the older ones as far as, like, the mooks and all of that shit. I thought
right.
that whatever they was talking about was, like, real shit. I'm like, damn, these niggas is some G's, dog. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
right.
it wasn't right till I got into battle rap and found out, oh, this is just raps. Like, niggas
this
is just
good.
Raps. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. So like, once I figured that shit out, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm not doing this. You feel me? I'm not battling basic skills, McLovin. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not battling
right.
these niggas. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that shit. And then once I did that, it's like it's like when you believe in yourself heavy, other people start to believe in you and shit. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'd be like, yeah. I feel like I'm bald. You feel what I'm saying? So I just feel like everybody looking at me as bald. I could be wrong, but you feel what I'm saying? It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying?
You're probably that's wrong, like, man. You're not bald for real. But it's all right, though.
But that type of mindset just had me, you feel me, moving, like, you know, thriving in this shit. Like, I'm not like super thriving, it's people that's doing better, but it's like,
right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I do my thing in this battle rap shit, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm like five years in this joint, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
When I got wind of you, I guess when I first came home on, like, the last day, and I was like, okay, I'll fuck with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, let's talk about your lack thereof, as we should say.
Okay, as far as what? Explain.
You don't never have a fucking third round. How about that? Let's talk about how did you even get into that shit, my nigga? I want to know. How did you get into writing two rounds and then stop and, like, never come?
All right, it's a badass habit, but it's like basically, so that's why, all right, so I go back, this one I go back to say it's not really conducive battling anybody, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, or conducive battling people that you know, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's really a
right.
such thing as a motherfucker that'll push your pen, you feel what I'm saying? Like I've
yeah.
I've been through that. Take push my pen.
I know he's
pushed my
pen.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Take Feast of Beast. Like, you feel me? Like, it's a few others. You feel what I'm saying? But they right off the top. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and if I don't get that feeling, especially if you know how, you know what it is when you watch a motherfucker footage and shit, and it's like, I know this nigga not about to beat me. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So it's
right.
like, I take that, and then I put everything into my first and second. You feel what I'm saying? I put everything into my first and second. And then, like, around the third, I'm like, oh, he not about to beat this shit. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, he not about to fucking beat this shit. So that's how my mindset was earlier. You feel what I'm saying? Like, early in my career, and it just, like, was, like, a bad habit. And it just, like, then you got people, it was people around me that had gassed it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, this nigga beat niggas with two rounds. And you feel what I'm saying? Shit like that I allowed to, like, you know, gas me up and continue the bad habit going on and shit. But it's really nutty at this point.
You let that get down to them PGs too, bro. That's when I start seeing it. I was like, oh, I got to holler at him, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, you can't have them type of opportunities. I'm happy you got that, you know, you dig what I'm saying? It dropped because, you know, the YouTube dropped. I think it should have been reversed for a while. Like, I think the app should have been, like, it should have been where they put all of, like, the top tier Jones is at and still push.
Yeah, to get the ad popping.
Yeah, but still push us on like, the YouTube, because that's why them niggas is where them niggas is at, because everybody could see them. You dig what I'm saying? Like, for free.
Right.
So, like, right. So, you know, if I kind of think it was a little backwards, but I mean, it's cool because, you know, I still got the exposure, like, from it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Cause, you know, anything that they push is gonna, you know what I mean? It's gonna go.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So even if it don't go right here, so I would tell you this, I would tell you to expect maybe a low PG count right now. But if you have the Crucible or, you, they call you back for another one or a one-off. The people who didn't see you the first time, now they see G's LaFleur on a flyer. So now they like, who is G's LaFleur? They type in your name, your PG pop up. You dig what
right.
I'm saying? And then they click it.
That's
boom. You get, and so the views is always going to consistently go up. Every time you make a splash, all your views is going to go up. All my views been up, bro. They just keep going up. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
All of them now. You mean because now more people are starting to see me. So when the tournament shit drop, oh shit, yo, who Easy? Or the people who already know me, then yo, Easy on this joint. Yo, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, boom, 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 like that. So I'm happy you did that. Now, for the criticism, I don't think this was your best joint.
Okay.
I don't think this was your best battle, though. That's the crazy part. I think, now, I do know, so I will say this. It was a lot of, like, stupid shit in the crowd. It was. People was talking.
I felt like I rumbled through that pretty well, though. You feel me? Like, I don't even bring up shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, the crowd was like, you know.
But no,
but
that's
I feel like I rumbled.
You don't have to bring it up. I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
Niggas was talking in the crowd. It was a lot of noise. You know, niggas had to tell motherfuckers to, like, chill out numerous times while niggas was rapping. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, you definitely fought through that. To me, your second round was the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how you feel about your third round, though, here? Was I, like seeing, like, a choke or no?
No, you know how I feel like it was a – because I had that shit. It was like an over-prep type of joint. You know, my problem is I gotta be comfortable with my level of preparation and be able to chill and just enjoy this instead of just keep on going outside and going over the shit I already feel like I know and shit like that. That shit be over prepped, you feel what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of that shit be part of it, you feel what I'm saying? But I feel like my third round definitely could have been, you know, made a little smoother, you feel what I'm saying? But first of all, shout out to the Ball 280Zay, man, because I was watching the Ball rounds and shit. Like, Ball's really talking, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
no, he was talking. He did better than I predicted. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I tweeted them and I'm like, yo, you about to catch this 30 ball. This 30 ball is about to be heavy. And I was doing and he was like, watch this. All right, why? Because people don't know this. They tried to book me to battle him.
Okay.
And no disrespect to him, but I'm like, y'all niggas is gonna stop playing with me, bro. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, no, man. No. And it was on Smack. It was on, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it wasn't that this car, it was the car like before. And I'm just like, no. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool.
Yeah.
And shit. And you know, it wasn't no hard feelings. It was just I wasn't on the car. And then that's when Crew battled Kid Chaos. That was the card that Crew battled Kid Chaos. I was supposed to battle 280 like him on that card.
Yeah.
And Crew and Kid Chaos had the fucking battle of the fucking night, and I'm just mad as shit. I'm like, damn. Dude, I should have took that joint and smoked his fucking boots right now. But.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times, it still would have led me to battle Swag Tan, and it still would have led me to be on this motherfucking on this tournament.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, it don't even matter. So, I got you on this joint, like 2-1. That's me. You know what I mean?
Yo,
I got you on
another thing. Do you read your comments when your shit drop?
I'm not gonna lie. I have read a lot of my comments on every battle, good or bad, because I don't care about what niggas that don't know me has to like say. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so
yeah.
Sometimes, but you know, you too though. I bid, bro, and you too. Like, I call you. You know, me and you will be on the phone just bidding. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so if some shit is funny, I'm laughing, bro. You dig what I'm saying? Like, and I that joint.
But you know what's crazy? But I went into that joint. I went into that joint thinking that show was about to be crazy, bro. Like, thinking up, like, cause I just going off of, you know, just history. Like, when you read comments of a battle that just happened or whatever, this dog's funny as shit. Like, so I read through them joints.
Because you wasn't drag.
That shit was like, quote here. Fire here. I'm like, let's get it. You feel me?
Yeah,
now I got caught up. I feel like we got caught up in that whatever was going on between RBE and Smack and all that. You feel me? Like you got those weird ass comments in that joint. But other than that,
But those is always going to happen though. You always going, you know. You already know.
How was the name of
the tournament? From what I said, from what I know, is they post the computer simulated and threw everybody's name in the simulation, made everybody battle who they battled. That's what was told to me. But Yo, the comments though, most of my comments be lit though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what it is. And that's what I was about to say. They starving for battle rap, bro.
Definitely.
They starving. Yeah, they starving for battle rap. Right. So it was like, that was a, niggas probably thought that shit happened 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Because that's how it feel, because niggas know events is happening. People know, like, the only thing we got is this quarantine shit. And for real, it's not doing it for me, bro. It's not doing it for me. Like, you know what I mean? It's just because I know, and all I keep thinking, like, when I'm watching, like, one of these quarantine battles, I'd be like, if that was in a room, that would have been crazy. You know what I'm saying? For real, we need the energy, man. That energy of a battle rap crowd is different. It's energy. For real. Now I understand when niggas say, like, in the building energy, like, because
in the building was 30, but on camera was 2-1.
Right,
like
right. Some people have the ability to, shift the room, bro. To, like, shift the room and shit and for a nigga as a battle rapper like ourselves can do that, it's special. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's special. So, what you got coming up like next?
We'll have a 2-on-2 coming up.
Who?
Me and White supposed to be battling the ball Chris Doves and something Montana, Bandit Montana.
Okay.
I ain't never had no 2-on-2 before, so that's heavy. I'm looking forward for that drone. Whenever the fuck I'm doing that shit. Yeah, man. So that drone, and like I said, that's the only definite drone I got so far.
All right, well, let's talk about this Ultimate Madness. We got Hand on this joint, me on this joint. You know, as a battle rapper, how you feel about the card, period?
What's the matchups?
You ain't seen the matchups.
I know some of them, John. I don't know all of them, John.
You got to be black man. You hear me, black man?
You got that shit on your joint?
I got it on my phone. Oh my god! All right, so the top, I should like had this shit like by heart, man. The top is Squeako versus Your Honor.
I'm a fan of Your Honor, man. You know what I'm saying? Squeako hot. I like that funny shit, like ball charisma. I think that's what it is. His charisma when he rapping is just like, you feel me? Like it's different. You feel me? And this shit he be saying, like, a nigga can make something corny sound hot as shit, like, and funny, like.
Right.
I fuck with the ball, so I'm gonna take Your Honor over Squeako. Squeako nice too though, but I prefer Your Honor in that battle.
So we got Gunpowder Pat versus Rubando.
See, it's different. This. All right, so Gunpowder Pat is the same. I put him in the same type of, not saying they're the same ball, but like, he give me the Your Honor vibes. Like, they give me the same type of vibes. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, with you see what I'm saying? You ever get that?
Mm-hmm.
You ever get that from these? Yeah, so
Gunpowder Pat and Your Honor. I mean, I guess I kind of understand if you're talking about like aura.
Huh?
Maybe are you talking like aura?
Like the aura, yeah. Like when, like their aura, their stage aura is like kind of, you
right.
feel me? Like,
right.
Yeah, it's dope as shit. So I, but the ballroom band will be talking. You feel me? Like, he be punching. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, I like that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, ball really be on some shit. So I feel like I'm going to go with the puncher in this situation. You feel me? I'm going to go with the, like, this shit crazy, bro.
You got to pick one. You got to pick one.
I'm going to go with Rube Bando on this, y'all.
We got Jada Nightwing.
Who was your pick? Who was your pick?
I ain't picking for real, man.
Oh, all right.
Because you know what? I'm like, listen, I'm doing like the little, I'm doing like, interviews with these niggas, and these niggas is cool for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm having combos with these niggas. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, these niggas are. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, all right. I ain't gonna round them the fuck up yet. I do. I have picked, though. You know what I'm saying? Like that. You know what I mean? But I keep saying the same shit. I'm like, I don't know how the judges is going to feel. Like, because to me, I feel like this whole tournament, anybody can win any job, any battle. It all depends on how, right? Yeah, it all depends on how the judges going to feel. Yeah, but I'm biased, man. I gotta be. I'm trying, you know what I mean? Until afterwards, and I'm be like, yo, man, bull fucked you over. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I got who I think is going to win, but niggas thinking Don going to beat me, and you know I don't think that was going to happen, so I don't know what people think and all of that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know. Yeah. We got Jada Nightwing versus Real Sick.
Real Sick? I never heard of Real Sick, but I know Jada Nightwing is.
All right, well, his PG dropped, too, maybe last month. Or it could be 2 months, if I'm not mistaken. I would have to YouTube that. But
okay, I'm not, you might just have to research him. Yeah, I'm not too up on the ball like that. It's my first time hearing of him, but I do know Jada Nightwing should be on some shit because his last showing was kind of like, you feel me? Like he kind of fumbled it. He fumbled super crazy last time and shit. So I feel like.
Game heavy, you know what I'm saying? I said his fumble game heavy. Somebody said he be cooking on iBattle. Okay, well listen, I'm not gonna lie. Tomorrow at work, I am gonna throw a couple of his joints on, man. I'm gonna see. You know what I mean? I seen his PG though, so I'm going off his PG joint. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So
you and Don
who?
Jada Nightwing.
Yeah, I seen that John, and I'm not gonna lie, I like Jay in that John though. But everybody who I watch versus Don, I like Don opponent though.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
Right. So
that's what I'm like, saying. So, but if he need to bounce back from that John, you know what I'm saying? I think he had a battle after that because I just watched him one of his battles that just dropped not too a couple weeks ago or whatever. But I would go with 100%, like, Jay Nightwing prepared. It's hard for a lot of people to fuck with him. You feel what I'm saying? So,
I ain't going to let you judge that, John, because you don't know who the other boy
is.
Yeah,
I don't even want to judge it. You feel me? I'm just saying.
Right. So you really can't, because we can't say that because we don't know who the other boy, right? So, all right,
But I will stand on the fact that, like, 100% Jay Nightwing is hard. A lot of people are going to be hard to beat him, you feel what I'm saying? Like, on that level.
Right. Kid Chaos versus Lou Castro.
Ah, damn. This really anybody battle right here.
I think so too.
This anybody John, bro.
Orange juice.
If I had to pick, I would go with Kid Chaos because I seen him. I never seen him playing. You feel me? Like I seen Lou Castro play a few times, you feel what I'm saying? No matter what league is on, you feel what I'm saying? I would go off of that. But Kid Chaos bring a lot of shit, different shit. You feel me? Like, boy got a crazy pen. He got performance. Art, you feel me? Like, so it's kind of like, I'm gonna go with Chaos on this though. I think Chaos got more shit with him than Luke Castro though.
Right. I also think this is gonna be another toss up battle. But this is gonna be, like I said, to me, I think it's gonna be pen versus like aggression performance. Type bars. I mean, like, you know, he do what he do. So, again, this is going to be on how does the judges feel, man? Because my thing is this. Is niggas impaired, bro? Is niggas drinking? Is niggas smoking? You did, because all that shit matters, bro. It matters. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Is nigga on an E-pill? Is the nigga to take a Xanny? This like, how are you feeling? You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like, all to me, all that shit matters, bro. So it's like, it's like, all right, how does it? So you, I would just say, I'm coming in, me personally, I'm coming in there like me. And however it translates. You know what I'm saying? Like that, but. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's how I feel about that. All right, so that's on that side. So then you got Fonz versus J. Kruger.
Who versus J. Kruger?
F-O-N-Z. Fonz. Yeah.
Damn, these Jones crazy.
yo, the first round heavy. The first round heavy. Yo, they're guaranteed eight classic battles, though. So no matter what,
I can be wrong with either one of these picks, though. That's the crazy thing. Damn.
Right, he wants to see Don die. He's going to die.
I'm going to go with Krug on this one.
Okay. A lot of people are, but I see a lot of people picking Fonz too. They're saying
yeah,
that this.
I ain't mad at that. Fonz crazy. You know what I'm saying? But my preference is Krug.
Okay. Yeah. So they basically saying this is going to be the battle of the first round. So like the first round battles, this is the battle. You know what I mean?
What?
This Fonz versus Krug.
Oh, this is supposed to be the okay.
Yeah, this is supposed to be the battle. I'm hearing whoever comes out of this right here will win. You know what I'm saying? And all of that. But you know what I'm saying? But all right, anyway, next joint, me versus Don Marino. Who you got? Talk and keep it a bean too, man. Don't come on the show and be pro easy. If you think I'ma lose, tell me I'ma lose, man.
Nah, it's funny because I don't think you're gonna lose. I fuck with Don Marino and shit, like, but that shit not like I'm not like a super fan. I'm not like a fan. I like when he do the Mexican bars. You feel what I'm saying? If he do the Mexican bars, he might win a round. You feel what I'm saying?
That's the problem though, geez, because that's what a lot of people like from. A lot of
that's
people.
What I'm saying. But if, when he don't do the Mexican bars, I'll be like disappointed and shit. Like, why did I watch this drum? You know what I'm saying, like, not like that. He's nice, but it's like everybody should be nice. We all better at everybody nice. You gotta have like,
right.
For me, like. So, I'm definitely taking you on this drum. I'm not gonna give this. Well, it's three rounds, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah. So I'll take you 2-1 in this drum. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say you're going to 30 him because he got some shit with him. He got mad experience and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And he be having some cool shit.
Why does people keep saying, you know, listen, answer me this. What experience does Don have, bro?
He got more. He has more URL experience, bro.
Okay. I would agree.
I'm not talking about rapping. Like, he's been rapping longer than you. I'm talking about
right.
As far as the lane y'all in currently, you know what I'm saying? Y'all in URL. So he has the upper hand as far as he been on several, I don't even know how many, like, you know what I'm saying? But he's been on a lot of URL events, you know what I'm saying? You have been on a few, but he's been on more than you, you know what I'm saying? So he has the more experience. You feel me? And I'm giving that experience that he has accumulated to those battles that he took in that I feel like he can take around.
Okay. So let me give you something like this. The Tom Brady.
Hold up, G's.
Tom Brady, okay. New England Patriots experience, right?
Right.
They went to the Super Bowl 9 out of 12 years? All right, they got that's experience, right? But when they played the Eagles the second time, and we ain't been to the Super Bowl 1/4 of the time that they've been there, what happened? You know why it happened? Because the Eagles was the better team. Fuck experience, bro.
No, I get it. But at the end of the day, who was the favorite of that battle, though? Going into that football game, who was?
I like that comeback.
You feel me? Going off of that experience, who did they have winning that joint?
Right.
Bang, bang.
I'm just saying
bang,
that off the experience
bang,
that he can take
bang,
around from
bang,
you. You feel me? You feel what I'm saying? That's
right. Right.
I don't think he can beat you. You feel what I'm saying? But I do think, based off of. You feel me? Because you know that experience shit matters. If I was to battle a nigga that just started battling, I'm going to do him dirty, and I'm going to do him dirty as little as I can. I'm going to do as little as possible because I've figured out little shit, little cheat codes here and there that I'm going to be able to do that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's little shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like he can take a round. You feel what I'm saying? Especially if he got Carlos hop out on you or some shit like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Carlos hop out? Somebody said experience and team help only carries you so far, somebody says. That's actually I know who that is.
But y'all don't think it can carry you far enough to win one round? Come on, y'all. What are we doing here?
I mean, listen, I'm not mad at somebody if he takes a round, actually. I mean, he would have to, like, he would need to. Me, honestly, I'm going in. Yeah. I already know it. I'm going in for the 30 ball, right? And the shit that I feel like that I crafted is a 30 ball. I felt the same way about Swag. 30 ball. I felt the same way about Stones. 30 ball. I got 3 URL battles, bro. One didn't drop. All 30s. I haven't lost a rail on URL yet. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, and I'm just getting better, bro. It's because what's crazy about him because is I probably would have went in the same easy, but then the nigga said he says something to me that really I took that shit some away, bro. He said some shit to me like what he say? He said all you gonna do is come in this joint with like jail bars and trap bars. I said, so what if I don't? He said you are because you only know how to do that. I said, what? So I think he banking on just I don't
no,
think
he trying he just hit you with the
no.
old
no
old,
no no no
book.
No no
man, he don't want to
I don't think that he
shit.
Think huh
I don't think you think he can stand in front of that that's
so
why your nigga saying
I know he can't stand in front of that though. You know what I'm saying? Like that, so it's just like that. I don't think he think I can rap though. I think he think without that, I can't rap. But this is what I be wanting people to, like, study about it. I be like, if y'all listen to the hitters or the room shakers, yeah, a few of them be jail bars and shit, but a lot of them be punches. The room shakers be punches.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I said nobody on the corner got swagger like us. That's a name flip punchline hangmaker.
Thanks.
Nothing about jail and that shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, It's the other joint in Dot where everybody liked it, that joint. Boom, get this Dot, and Dot can get this Boom and shit. I got hitters like that don't have nothing to do with jail, bro. But niggas just feel that fucking pain, shit, my nigga. You dig what I'm saying? He don't understand. He's the perfect lick, cause I ain't gonna say too much, but geez, this about to get ugly for this nigga. You know what I'm saying? He don't even understand, bro. I crafted three of the most perfect rounds, bro. Perfect. Tell it to him. You know what I'm saying? I can't rap these shit to nobody else. It has to be to him. So that's how tailored it is. All right, but the next joint is we got Brooklyn Hands versus Big Hand. Philly in the building again. Big, you got to grab the food, God. You order it. Yo, she want me to do a podcast and order food at the same time. Nothing. Hey, we got Brooklyn Hands versus Big Hands. Geez, what's up with you?
See, this is another joint like the other joint where, like, I heard about, now, unlike the other boy, I heard about Brooklyn Hands, but I just never watched one of his battles. You feel what I'm saying? Okay. So I would be totally biased in this pick, so.
All right, well, then let's go straight to the other joint. Ask Tony. Ask Tony, what do you want? Yeah, I got the info. So we got Bad News versus Fonz.
What's up?
Bad News versus Ace Admin.
I'm going with Ace.
I think majority... No. Actually, majority of people are with Bad News.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't think he can rap better than Ace either.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to say it because I'm trying to figure out why everybody has Bad News winning. So I'm doing like more research and all that, because somebody says that they think Bad News is gonna win, but I've been seeing it a lot.
What they read? Did somebody in the chat just said that? What they asking? What they reason for that?
What? Well, you mean everybody
What? Huh?
I said, go ahead. You can. Everybody can. Let me hear you.
Oh, you can. What can Bad News do that can beat Ace? Like, I don't really see it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even saying like Ace super crazy, but I just don't see how. I don't see it. I don't see it. The nigga just did 10 years. What are you going to out-tough the nigga just did 10 years?
Yeah, true.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, what's his angle? Like, how he going to go into this? Like, that's what I'm curious. I'm curious of the battle, actually, now, because I want to see what you going to do. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck you going to say? You gotta rap with him now. You got to rap with him. And can he rap better than Ace?
I don't think he can rap better than Ace, but I mean.
So if you take away all this shit that makes Bad News, and you think about the shit that he gonna possibly do going off of the shit that he done in the past battles, you think that shit gonna fly in an Ace battle? Like, you feel what I'm saying? I don't even know Ace. Like, I'm not saying like the toughest nigga, but I just don't feel like. How is that going to go? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, how? Like, I don't see. Like, I don't see the logic. Like, I feel like he got to do something extra. Like, that's not the norm. Like, that normal tough shit that he be doing. Like, and that shit be. I don't know. I guess that shit preference. Some people love that shit. Like,
well, I mean, it works for certain. It works for certain people. I mean, we know, as competitors and battle rappers, like, who are we about to go up against? We know what, looks crazier, you know what I mean? So I think that, plays a part. And another thing that play a part, bro, is we got mad time, bro. We probably not going to do this until June. So we still got like a month and a half. And we already had the time to write. Everybody's probably already done. Because technically,
the band was supposed to be Saturday. This shit better be the craziest shit ever. Like,
for real, it gotta be. Like, it should be this first round should be all classic, bro. All classic. Right. Like, because everybody has enough. It shouldn't be no lacking from nobody, man. They really, like, this whole competition, URL gonna win, bro, because they got 8 classics. Right now, no matter if you think it will be a classic or not, let's just go into it with everybody coming in at their best. You know what I'm saying? Classics. You know what I mean? You definitely going to have some. But, and all that. Listen, man, tell the people where to find you, man. Drop your Instagram, social media. You got a TikTok. You probably do got a TikTok. I got you. You may have a TikTok.
Oh, man, I'm late to the TikTok wave, man. I probably need to get there. Man, that's too dusty for me. But you can find me, man. You can find me everywhere at Jesus Flair, man. You know what I'm saying? Find me everywhere at Jesus Flair. You know what I'm saying? Fred Glasses. You know what I mean? All that. You know what I mean?
What league are you repping? Where can they find your battles at?
I got battles all over, man. I got battles from Trap House, Powerhouse, Sigu, you know, all over. Right now we're Push Your Pen Battle League, you feel what I'm saying? Shout out to Jay, you know what I mean? That's the league on over there. You know what I mean? So, you know. And you know, that's about it, man. That's about it, bro. I appreciate you having me on this joint, man.
Well, you already know. Anytime, make sure you share this shit, bro, and tell your people to subscribe to the Hurricane Dude channel on YouTube. She about to change his name too. She don't even know. You know what I mean?
Where y'all? Where this joint at right now? You Facebook?
It's on YouTube because she don't want me to be doing this shit for free. I'm trying to tell her we need to get free samples out first. So we should just be putting this shit out everywhere first, and then we can get people. You know what I mean? And then we can just only stream on. You mean on YouTube? Because you know me, I come up here and we gonna talk about shit that niggas ain't gonna talk about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all that, but we always will have it on YouTube. So just get your folks, you know, to subscribe to this channel and support a nigga and all of that. But I appreciate you for coming through. My producer hungry, so no, I don't know how to put a backdrop and no banners up right now. I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? Oh shit, I got it. You know what I mean? Boom. There we go. You know what I mean? I'ma holler at y'all. Geez, I appreciate you for calling up. Philly in the building. Go watch Daddy. Geez LaFleur versus 280Zay. URL TV. Subscribe to the channel.
All right. Facts. Reason's doing. We out here. I'm holler at you.